Hey, it's Tony Bruschi from Real Ghost Stories Online. We're at it again, giving away another $500 Amazon gift card. If you want in on this round, all you got to do, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, then shoot me a screenshot of it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. Very simple. Leave the review, Apple Podcasts, screenshot, send it to contest@realghoststoriesonline.com. That's it. You're entered. Very soon, another person is going to win a $500 Amazon gift card as a thank you for that review. Go ahead. Leave it now. Takes like 4 seconds. We greatly appreciate it, and good luck.
This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
It's Josh. I called actually about a year ago, around this same time a year ago. I am now, of course, like I mentioned last time I called, I'm an EPP member, proudly. But I had a few more stories for you, a few things that's happened since I last spoke to you guys. Well, one new one and one something that happened a while ago that I never mentioned when I called. So two quick stories, actually. First one, both of them actually having to deal with ghost tours. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt if you want, but I'm a firm believer that things happened. But first one, my wife and I, we took a trip to Charleston, South Carolina in 2014. Just a little summer getaway. We were only gone for about 3-4 days, something like that. And while we were down there, you know, I'm a huge history buff. I love history, you know, tours and museums and all that good stuff. And, of course, obviously, I also love ghosts and ghost stories. My wife booked us a ghost tour one of the nights that we were there. So after dinner one night on the beach, her and I met up with a tour group, and we went and we walked through downtown Charleston, which is very historically prominent when it comes to spooky stuff and ghosts and all kinds of interesting tales of the macabre, I guess you could say. But the one that really kind of stuck out was that at towards the end of the tour, we were walking through a jail that used to serve as a jailhouse for pirates, since Charleston was a major port for pirates back in the day. And they were in the bottom of the jail where basically all the prisoners, it was almost like a self-eradicating room of vermin, I guess you could say, because if it rained or if the ocean, the tide came in, it would flood the basement and drown all the prisoners. So, I mean, it just, you know, back in the day, as horrible as it may sound, less mouths to feed, less criminals to worry about. It's basically, if you're stationed in this bottom room, it was almost a death sentence because the tide would come up that high at least once or twice a month. It just all really depended on, you know, when and, you know, how, you know what I'm trying to say. Anyway, so we're in there and we're taking pictures. The tour guide's telling stories that she's experienced and so on and so forth, trying to catch glimpses of orbs and whatnot. And then I look down the one hallway, and it looks like an employee hallway. And there's a tall shadow of a man. It looks like he's got old pirate garb on, kind of like a, you know, the 1700s, maybe even 1600s dress, standing there in the hallway, like, looking out. And I say, oh, that's creepy. And the tour guide's like, what's that? And I was like, do you guys do dress-ups or, you know, do reenactments or anything like that? And mind you, this is at probably about 10:30 at night, so it's not like they were getting ready for a show or anything. It was definitely towards the end of the night. Downtown was getting ready to come alive with tourists, like bars and restaurants and stuff like that. So she was like, no, why are you asking? I said, well, there's a guy down there. And she was like, there shouldn't be anyone down there. I'm the only one down here. I'm the only one allowed down here. There's no one else. I've already checked. So I don't know if she's acting or not. I like to think she wasn't, because when we both looked up, that person was gone. And there was a couple girls in our group that were taking selfies in that area, and we looked at their pictures, and you can clearly see how there's, in like a matter of seconds, a silhouette of a man standing there, and then the next, he's gone. So, pretty spooky stuff. Anyway, yeah, the last one I was telling you about was the tour in the pirate jail in Charleston, South Carolina. But this next one is one of my favorites. So I'm in Louisville, Kentucky, and we have a hospital, old abandoned hospital here, for tuberculosis patients called Waverly. You may have heard of it. It's, I know it's been on TV and like ghost hunting shows and stuff like that before. But very spooky stuff. A lot of people have unfortunately passed away there. And just a lot of dark history tied to the place. They do tours now, and every Halloween season, me and friends usually try to get out and do at least one or two during that season. So it's definitely one of my favorite things I like to talk about to, you know, tourists or out of town as they come in the area. But anyway, so last Halloween, myself and several friends went on this tour, and I believe it's four stories, and on each story, you know, they have their own different ghost stories or things that have happened, like the tour guide to tell you spooky stuff that's happened to them personally or older legends or so on and so forth. But this one in particular, one of the friends in the group, he's a skeptic, and they like to single those guys out, and it's pretty interesting to see how quickly they can turn people's attitudes around. So anyway, my friend was kind of scoffing at some of these stories, and on the top floor, it seems to be the most active as far as paranormal stuff goes. So a lot of you know, readings and things were caught on film, supposedly, and just overall unnerving things. People being pushed downstairs, it's pretty scary. But one of the biggest stories is that there was a room up there on the top floor where a nurse supposedly hung herself. She had an affair with a doctor, and she was pregnant, and you know, there's a lot of conflicting information about what actually happened or, you know, how much of it is true or not, but the legend goes that a nurse unfortunately hung herself, and her spirit has remained and become quite the angry presence and likes to mess with people. And so we're up in that hallway right outside that room, and the tour guide tells my friend who had been scoffing a lot of the stories to go stand at the opposite end of the hallway towards where the door to the room that this nurse supposedly hung herself. So he goes down there, and he's, you know, it's dark. There's no lights on. They just have flashlights and your own cell phone to kind of light your way. And the tour guide says, "Give me your phone." So he keeps the guy's phone, and he shines his own light down the hallway so he can see where it's going, so it doesn't trip over anything. And he gets to the end of the hallway, and then he takes the light off of him, so you can barely see a silhouette of him, but you can't really see any other details. And within, I don't know, 5 minutes, it gets freezing cold on that top floor. And all of a sudden, you can see, like, what looks like people running across the hallway in front of my friend, and you can't see any detail of him at all anymore. And he starts getting a little uncomfortable. He's like, "Hey, you know what's going on?" So the tour guide takes his flashlight and he shines it back down the hallway. My friend, you can't see him, like, at all. Like, you can barely make out his shoes. But there appears to be this, like, shadow that goes over him that covers him completely up. And it's not, like, a strong enough flashlight or beam to, like, blast whatever it was. But you can clearly tell that it wasn't a special effect. It wasn't a prop. Like, people weren't moving sheets in front of them. It wasn't people themselves running in front. It was like a moving, living shadow, it looked like. So the tour guide goes to take a picture of him with his cell phone, my friend's cell phone, and the cell phone dies immediately. It was at like 98%, dies instantly. So, of course, you know, he tells my friend, he's like, "Come on back down this way." He comes down, and he's got goosebumps the size of pimples on his arm. And, I mean, he is just shooken to his very core. We go to leave, and after the tour, we go to leave, and he's Roman Catholic, so a strong believer in very traditional Catholic beliefs. He goes to leave, and I noticed that he had taken a rosary from one of my other friends that went with us and was holding on to it and muttering several prayers. Looked like he was going to throw up. So it was very, very spooky. Funny to see him so scared, but I would not want to be in his shoes because I'm not sure what exactly he saw on his end. He would never talk about it. And to this day, he doesn't want to talk about it. So, but anyway, that is my story. I mentioned before, I love what you guys do. I know that a lot of these stories may come across as exaggerated or bogus, and to be able to tell these stories without fear of judgment is, you know, just a true blessing. It's really nice to get these things off of our chest. Everyone that's ever experienced anything paranormal. So you guys are great. You guys do a great job. You're a wonderful host to listen to. I've been binge listening to you guys for a while, and you help me get through the workday, and you help me on the commute, you know, to and from work. So thank you so much again, guys, and keep up the good work. Take care.
If you want more real ghost stories and access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories, become an extra podcast person, an EPP. Sign up now at ghostpodcast.com or patreon.com/realghoststories.